Track 8. Continue to the end of the block while you listen to this track. After 1911, black newcomers started to move into Central Harlem. They paid inflated prices and faced white resistance. By scrimping and saving, renting out rooms and throwing rent parties, black people were able to live here. But at the same time, white residential flight from Harlem would soon mean economic flight as well. So even as one door opened to African Americans in the neighborhood, others were closing. After its initial construction, investors of all kinds avoided Harlem for decades. Their neglect helped keep the neighborhood poor, but it also meant that buildings like these were preserved. Unlike townhouses in many other parts of Manhattan, the ones here were never replaced by big apartment and office buildings. You have probably noticed that many of the buildings on this block seem recently renovated. In the boom years at the turn of the 21st century, Harlem became a real estate and business magnet. Some Harlem homeowners sold to a new breed of speculators who renovated and flipped the townhouses at enormous profit. Harlem's elevated prices meant that some homeowners gained economic ground. At the same time, low-income people who rented began to be pushed out as rents started going up. As lovely as it is, this is neither the most beautiful nor the most famous block in Harlem. If you have time when you finish the tour, walk up to the famous Stryver's Row on 138th and 139th Streets between Adam Clayton Powell Jr. and Frederick Douglass Boulevards, or down to Astor Row on 130th Street between Malcolm X Boulevard and Fifth Avenue, just two of Harlem's architecturally and historically noted areas. You can see both sites on your map.